discuss. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks.
Now, Rebecca, is it likely that the respective courts will give weight to the public policy argument that the AFP raids will chill investigative journalism moving forward?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, I guess. So there's no clear way for the court to say the AFP raiding journalists breaches a freedom of speech right or breaches the freedom of press. As you said, we don't have a First Amendment like in the US that protects that. What we do have is called the implied freedom of political communication, which is a very limited rule that says that governments can't unjustifiably infringe people's, restrict communication about political matters.
Right. It's not quite the same.
No, it's not a right in the sense that like a personal right, it's a limit on government power. And it's not absolute. So government can restrict communication about politics. It just can only do it for a good reason. So here we'll have the AFP arguing that they did have, or the government arguing they did have a good reason, national security.
Right.
And the ABC and News Corp arguing that it was a severe infringement of media freedom and therefore political communication.
How much weight would national security arguments carry in this sort of matter?
National security arguments have a tendency to trump everything else. It's very hard when the government invokes national security as an argument for anybody, including the courts, to say, oh, no, I don't think that your national security argument's quite good enough.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be a very weak, very, very weak national security point for the courts to say, no, we just don't believe that that was a serious enough concern.
And I suppose, the fact that the raids occurred so long after the stories were actually published, by a couple of years, is that a factor that will work maybe against the media outlets or maybe help them?
I think it'll help them, certainly. So if they look at the facts, and it's hard to see how this is all going to play out because often these cases focus on the wording of the legislation, and here we have a very broadly worded when warrants can be made kind of thing. But in this particular scenario, I find it really hard to see what the national security gain was. So there were definitely leaks out of the Department of Defense, and that is, a concern for national security if our Department of Defense doesn't have proper secrecy maintained, but the leaks happened so long ago and really ran their course, and it's hard to see that posed any current national security threat.
Yeah, right. So it's just kind of it's a big puzzle kind of like why this is even happening.
Yeah, and this is what happens in the national security space as well. So much is kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
So much is unknown. And then the government often kind of has to tell us, look, trust us. We have more information than you have, and just trust us. We need to do this.
We've given you good reason to trust national security in the past.
Yeah. And so here we see ABC and News Corp, so two incredibly powerful, influential organizations, calling the government out and saying, we don't trust you that this was absolutely necessary for national security. We think that you've gone too far and that our freedom to communicate is being unjustifiably infringed. The thing, though, is that the story still ran.
Yeah.
So the political communication still happened.
So what are they trying to accomplish?
Yeah. So they'll have to argue that a chilling effect, so a stifling of future communication is what's going to come out of this. That's a really vague thing for the court to take into account. And it's really unpredictable whether judges will say, yeah, targeting journalists with AFP raids is going to stifle public interest reporting, or, look, that's just too vague and predictive and we can't really take that into account in a court case.
Now, look, Rebecca, given the ABC's application and the aims of that to the federal court, setting aside the warrant that authorized the raid, given that the raid's already taken place, is this much more a symbolic action? Like, as you said, sort of saying, like, we don't have trust in your national security more than anything else.
It's definitely symbolic. It's definitely opening up a golden opportunity here for the court to recognise that a free press has a place in our constitutional system, but it's practical as well. So there's something like 10,000 documents that the AFP now has because of that warrant. And the first thing to come out of this challenge is that there's an injunction which effectively just stops the AFP from looking at those documents.
Right.
So it is practical in that sense. I think I read somewhere those documents are in a sealed envelope that now won't be opened until the court case is finalized.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for telling us some more details about this kind of very puzzling situation. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks.